and that's one of the kind of reasons why I wanted to talk about this, especially, well, you know, why isn't an apologetic show cross-pollinating with something so, I guess, ecclesiastical to put the spin on it. It's because that's the purpose is it's to grow God's church. But when you read James, when you read Colossians, there's the theology and it's definitely there, but it's also a protect the sheep, protect the healthy members, put the diseased person on the outside, but then minister to them and then try to win them back for God's glory and save them from the pits of hell that way as well. So especially James is always clear about this faith and that faith, and there's a saving faith and there's a not saving faith. So we're definitely not calling him at odds with Paul, but it's always for James, it's always a comparison, and the comparison is for him is always there's true believers and then there's people in the church, and those seem to be different entities. And so we see this even today where we talk about divorce statistics. It's like, oh, even in the church, divorce is still 50-50. Yeah, but if you actually define people who identify as evangelical, those numbers are drastically, drastically lower. And so not saying that it doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen for a myriad of reasons, but it's amazing what happens when you define your terms properly and not just go, well, you know, Christians, even Christians are terrible marriage partners. Okay. But let's define our terms. So
that's, that's definitely, totally true. I mean, and it's not, and it's, you know, I can already hear the objection of someone like no true Scotsman. But like, I always liken that and being like, yeah, but sometimes there is such a thing as a Scotsman. Like if someone claims to be a Scotsman, but they have they've never been to Scotland, they've never lived in Scotland, they have no lineage that goes back to anyone who ever lived in Scotland, then they're not a Scotsman. There is a definition of a Scotsman. And I would say that is a problem, like you say, that goes into this is, you know, are they all evangelicals? Are all evangelicals, people attending an evangelical church, are they really believers in the evangelical faith, like the gospel? Obviously not. Like, right. And the hope is that there's some, and even that's something that we talked about in the show, is like, there is actually a hope that some of the people who don't believe rightly are in these churches, because where else are they going to learn the right theology? You know, that you kind of hope that there's going to be some people, like you kind of hope there's going to be some people in the room who don't have good theology yet, you know, that you are actually, you're not just preaching to the choir, you are instructing in the faith, you know?
And the answers to these is to these 35 questions of what we should know about our faith, the proper teaching, the consistent teaching, and then the consistent attendance. It beats it in your mind more and more, so that it's not just you under a tree with your own Bible, but also Monday through Saturday, you're also going to you, the tree, and your Bible, and your understanding what's going to come and what has been taught, and your filling in the backspace of what's being taught on Sunday. So hopefully that's a good indicator of somebody who's true to the faith and understands Christianity and can be a proper representative. And good theology, when I teach on Mormonism, when I teach on Jehovah's Witnesses, when I teach on Catholicism, my number one message to usually it's college students is, if you don't know your theology, Christian theology, then I don't care what I'm going to teach you about, you know, the pre-incarnate spirit life of children before you know, the world was made and Elohim birthed us all. Okay, I can explain that to you, but what do you believe, and where is the true gospel message? Is it to say, nuh-uh, you're wrong, or is it a positive message that that someone like Paul in Romans 1 says, here's the message, and it's unto the power of salvation, not, hey, I'm going to Mars Hill and I'm going to tell the Greeks that they have no clue what they're talking about, and there, I've won the argument. Well, no, that's not what we are to do. We're to give the message. And I always talk about the conduit. We're the conduit between God and the light bulb, the person that we're hopefully turning on, and we're communicating a message. And sometimes that message through our own nodding up becomes a little dull, or we cross wires and we don't do the proper means that we should. But that that doesn't eliminate the power that God has in bringing all people to himself for his purposes. Mm-hmm.